Hello, welcome to the February and March edition of our Foxwatch podcast, and thank you very much if you have been listening all this time. Okay, so February and March is a time of year when things actually quieten down a little after all of what's been going on during the courting season. Foxes have been getting up to quite a lot during this winter, so hopefully you have seen some good examples of what's been going on out there, some exciting wildlife experiences if you've been out and about quite a lot, if you've had the time to do that, or the dedication. So, February, things are quieting down. You won't hear so many barks now. They're pretty much petered out, all sort of a lot of interactions and vocalisation that you'd normally hear in January. But in some areas, the breeding season is still kind of going on, and you will still hear a lot of barks and screams. So by now, if you're watching foxes coming out of their earths by torchlight, it's pretty much guaranteed that the vixen is going to stay there and have her cubs in that den. So most probably, if you know where foxes live right now, most probably this will be the breeding of for the coming spring. So you can look forward to, if you found one and you know the foxes are in there and you're watching it regularly, you can look forward probably to some cubs being born, some cubs emerging in April, late April, early May. So hopefully that should be happening for you. Also, if you haven't, probably bits of food will start to slowly, between now and March and April, slowly start to accumulate around outside the den. You may see the hedgehog skin outside or something like that, or bits of rabbit fur outside your fox den. You probably notice as well that everywhere where foxes are frequenting quite a lot all through the breeding season, that you can still smell the distinct smell of fox, where the fox has been marking their territory like crazy. And I think it probably pretty much lingers on into February as well. So there's heightened urination during the breeding season. And if you want to identify what's living in a hole, if you think a fox is in there, it's a good idea to smell around the hole to see if it actually has that smell, the distinct fox, musky fox smell. Anyway, right now, most foxes we start to emerge at dusk. The daytime activity is pretty much petered out as well, in most places, not in all places, but in generally in most places, and activity will start to now come about around the dusk time. So if you sit at your earths towards evening, if it's a good, nice, fine spring like February evening, not a freezing cold one, you're going to enjoy it a lot more, and the foxes are more likely to emerge earlier. So you sit near your fox earth on a nice spring evening. Springy, sort of warmish, mild evening, perhaps, if you get one in February, and watch your foxes coming out, which will be quite interesting. And then in March, of course, the vixens will give birth. And they will be underground most of the time, and also this is a good time also, perhaps, to try and see watch the dog fox as he brings her food. Now this is quite a difficult thing to see. I think you probably need a lot of patience to do that, and it will most probably happen in the hours of darkness in most areas. You may see the dog fox coming along and sticking his head down the hole, you know, calling the vixen, leaving some food outside. Or you might see things that have never been seen before or recorded before. You never really know until you really go out there, relax, enjoy yourself, and just kind of get the feel of the wilderness around you, which is very important that you do that. Just let the wilderness show you what it has to show you, its secrets. Take your time. You know, don't get too excited if things are not working out for you straight away. The more persistent you are, the more things in the countryside reveal themselves to you. So that's about it, really, I think. So in March, you do hear, you know, the vixen and the dog fox kind of keeping in contact with each other, and you will still see them pairing up. But this mostly happens in dark at night time and things like that. If you are a novice fox watcher, you're just coming into this, you're just starting to learn how to watch foxes in the wild, and you're already feeling the frustrations of the fox's ways in the wild, and you want some help, if you want to ask anything at all, just email me and I'll try and help you out, or I'll do my best to help you out and try and tell you the best way what you can do, and perhaps what is wrong and why it's not working out the way you want it to work out, or if there's something you don't understand why the foxes are acting the way they do, then just feel free to email me and ask me anything like that. And of course you can email me and ask me about anything else that you want to ask about. So I just want to thank anybody again who's been listening all this time, these podcasts. Thank you for listening, and I really wish you the best and the best of luck when you go out there to do your fox watching, if you're going to do that. And please enjoy it. It's good fun, and it's all about fun and learning about our wild nature, you know, learning about the wild world, and also learning perhaps how to get the, you know, to grab the task, to grab the skills to be a wildlife photographer. Foxes are probably a very good place to start with that, as they will tell you, they will kind of tell you what wild animals are like to, most wild animals are like to photograph, and they will really at times possibly test your patience. So it really is quite a challenging as well as a very enjoyable hobby to take up, or a skill, or if you want to take it up professionally perhaps, I don't know. A very good thing to start in your life. So I wish you the best, and hope to hear some emails and questions or anything like that, or anything you want to send in at all to the Foxwatch website. You're very, very welcome. And good luck. Bye-bye.